Blog Talk Radio.
What a mighty God we serve. He is almighty. Nothing is impossible to him. Father, in the name of Jesus, we just thank you, Lord God. Oh, that you woke us up this day. You gave us this day. We celebrate you. We honor you. You are the King of glory. We thank you that you are almighty God. No God great like you, Jehovah. You are righteous God, the King of kings. You are our shepherd, leading us in a plain path. We thank you that you are omnipresent, here, there, everywhere, all over the world at the same time. And Lord, as we prepare to pray for the children today, we thank you that you said allow the children to come to you and don't stop them in the mighty name of Jesus. And even as we read your word in Ephesians 6:4, you said, fathers, don't exasperate your children, but instead bring them up in the training and instruction of the Lord in the mighty name of Jesus. So I thank you for fathers everywhere, bringing up their children, nurturing them in the mighty name of Jesus. We give you honor, praise, and thanksgiving. We thank you for who you are. We thank you for all that you're doing and the things you're about to do. Protect our children from seen and unseen dangers, oh God. I thank you, Lord God, that they will not walk down the street texting, but they will pay attention to their environment, oh God. In the name of Jesus, and Father, guide them. Give them wisdom to make wise choices in the name of Jesus. Keep our children healthy, Lord. We pray for baby Chloe, baby Zoe, baby Revere, baby Devin, Lord. We thank you for those children's health. Lord, you have been faithful to them, faithful to their parents, and we appreciate you, Lord. We honor you today. We thank you, oh God, that they are healthy. They are well. I thank you that their parents, oh God, are strong in you, giving you glory, praise, and honor, and thanking you for the babies you birthed through them. In the name of Jesus, praise and honor you. Amen. Our children about the Bible, what the Bible says for them. And they have to know that the Bible says, children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. In Ephesians 6:1-3, they have to know. In Ephesians 3:20, it says, obey your parents in all things. So I thank you for the children being taught the word, the scriptures written on the tables of their hearts, that they would not sin against the Most High God. Oh, what a mighty God we serve. He's awesome now. He's powerful, and he loved the children. So today we're going to be praying for the children. I thank God that our Lord is almighty. He's powerful. He's all-knowing. We bless and honor his presence. We are more than two gathered together in his name, and we thank him for giving us wisdom. We love and adore our honor him. We thank you for his guidance. He guides us every day. So we appreciate the Father who chose us. We didn't choose him first. He chose us. And if we were wise enough, we chose him because of the wisdom he put inside of us. So we know to choose God. He's the one that carries us through every day. He's the one that make a way where there's seemingly no way. He's awesome. He's mighty. Well, we have Adelie on with us today, that mighty young woman, young girl, young lady. She's going to be singing and praying for us today. Good afternoon, Adelie. Adelie, she's there. Her phone might be on mute.
Hello. Adelie. Hello.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
How are you today?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you for asking. You ready to sing and pray today?
Yes.
All right. Right ahead.
He got the whole world in his hands. He got the whole world in his hands. He got the whole world in his hands. He got the whole wide world in his hands. He got you and me, sister, in his hands. He got you and me, sister, in his hands. He got you and me, sister, in his hands. He got the whole world 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 in his hands.
Amen. That was beautiful. You going to pray?
Yes.
Okay.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, and forgive those trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil, in the power of glory, amen. The Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, amen.
Hey. Oh, my God. Awesome. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for Adelie. I thank you for our brother, Trazi. I thank you that they are growing and nurturing in you in the name of Jesus, that they know your name, that they live according to your plan for their life. For their father, for their mother, for their grandparents. I thank you for their teachers that teach them. I thank you that they are protected under the shadow of your almighty wings. Nothing by any means will harm them. I thank you that they will make wise choices all the days of their lives. I thank you, Father God, for providing a superabundant supply for them and for their family. I thank you for everything that you're about to do, excuse me, on their behalf, in Jesus' name. Amen. Love you, Adelaide. Give your brother a hug for me, okay?
Okay.
All right. All right. Well, today, Minister Vivian is the host. She's leading. Good afternoon. Vivian, how are you?
I'm great. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So glad to be back on this Tuesday afternoon. Praise God. Who do we have on?
All right, right now we have Marion Williams on with us.
Mm-hmm.
Does it?
All right, praise God. Thank God for you, Sister Marion. Praise God. Hallelujah. Good afternoon. Hallelujah. Let us start off by praying, Sister Marion. Pray for the children that are out here in the cold that are homeless and their parents trying to find a place for them to stay because they are homeless.
Okay, did you give me a scripture or you just wanted me to pray for the homeless?
Just pray for the homeless.
Okay, all right. Heavenly Father, I come before you today, Lord God, with a heavy heart, Lord God. You know I have a desire and I have a need to help those that are homeless right now, Lord God. And every time I ride in a certain area, I see all the homeless people lined up on the side of the street, Lord God, with all their belongings in bags and in shopping carts. I go places and I see where they set up tents right now, Lord God. And I worry and I pray for them, Lord God, for their well-being right now, Lord God. And now that it's cold right now, Lord God, it's so cold for anybody to be sleeping outside on the cold sidewalk right now, Lord God. Heavenly Father, I pray right now for all of the homeless people. I pray for our homeless teens right now, Lord God. We have a lot of teenagers that are homeless right now, Lord God, and don't have no place to go, nowhere to go right now, Lord God. I pray for them right now. Now, Lord God, I pray for any agency right now, Lord God, that's taking care of the homeless, that's providing food and shelter. And I thank God for any of the organizations that are helping the youth right now, Lord God, that are homeless right now, Lord God. Please, Lord God, cover them with your blood for no hurt, harm, or danger will come to them right now, Lord God. Don't let anyone try to take advantage of them or hurt them right now, Lord God, while they're sleeping outside right now, Lord God. Provide more shelters right now, Lord God, so they can have a place to go, Lord God, to get a fresh meal, a shower right now, Lord God, and a place to stay and to find programs that will help them right now, Lord God. Please help them right now, Lord God. Help the homeless right now, Lord God. I plead the blood of Jesus over them right now, Lord God. And my heart bleeds for them right now, Lord God. Help them right now, Lord God, and look after them. This is my prayer right now. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen. Esther, Esther, are you there? Esther? She can't hear me. Go ahead, Vivian. Sorry.
All right. Sister G, pray for the children that are in hospitals in the bombing areas.
Okay. Hallelujah. Father, in the name of Jesus, there's no place that you're not. You are everywhere, all at the same time. And we are thanking you for what you're doing for the children. Esther, can you put your phone on mute?
Yes, I'm sorry.
That's okay. So, Father, we are thanking you for all that you're doing for the children in those areas that where the wars are going on, oh God. Remove fear from the children in the mighty name of Jesus and help them with every situation that they are facing in the name of Jesus. Father, hide them under the shadow of your almighty wings. Let nothing by any means harm them. Allow them, Father, to come forth, oh God, and be courageous and strong. Provide medical needs for them. Provide food for them. Provide shelter for them, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And, Father, we decree and declare that the war will cease in the name of Jesus. It will not continue to go on the way it's been going on in the name of Jesus. So, Father, we thank you for all that you're going to do for the children, for their families. I thank you for a shelter for them away from the loud noises, the bombing. I thank you for adequate food, healthy meals for them, warmth for them in the name of Jesus. We honor you and we say thank you, Jesus. Amen.
Yeah. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we also pray, Lord, for the salvation of children, oh Father God, that is lacking in every area of their lives, oh God. Father God, those that are in bombing here, we pray that they will call upon the Lord. And Lord, this will be a time, God. They won't call upon Allah. They won't call upon another God. But this is a time that they'll come to know you in a special way. We pray, Lord, for all those that are sick, oh God, Father, in the name of Jesus, Father God, that they will come to know you in the pardon of their sins, oh God. We pray today, oh God, that children, oh Father God, that's going through tough times, this is the way, oh God, they will find a way to you and get to know you in a personal way and know that God has stepped in and helped them in the situation that they are in the name of Jesus. We are praying, oh God, for these children, oh Father God. Father God, some of them don't know where their parents are. Some of them do, God. But whatever state they're in, God, in the midst of the trials and the tribulation, they're going through it at an early age. God, you said we would have trials and tribulation in this life. And, Lord, the trials and the tribulation have met them, oh, God, at an early age. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus. They're going through trauma. They're going through trials. They're going through, oh, God, Father. Yes, Lord, they're going through, oh, Father God, not seeing their parents, oh God, Father God, being killed, oh Father God. They are going through, oh God, witnessing, oh God, turmoil, oh God, in their cities, oh God. Lord, they are going through and seeing that they have lost a loved one of some sort, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Oh, Father God, be with them and comfort them, because you promised, God, yes, God, you will be a comforter, but you know, Jesus, yours as well, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We are praying, oh God. Oh, God, for the children today, God. Oh, God, Father God, you are our God. And, Father God, let salvation come into their hearts, oh, God. Oh, Father God, it's all about you. We want them to know you, Father God, no matter who they are, where they are, what color, what, oh, God, where they're being, oh, God. Oh, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, they may be scattered, oh, God, all across this country, God. Oh, God, but God, you still right there, God. Oh, in the name of Jesus, Lord, meet their every need, oh, God. Oh, Father, in the name of Jesus, let somebody, Lord God, that have a loving heart will reach out a hand, oh, Father God, and give a cool drink of water. I pray that someone will reach out their hand and take them in, oh, God, and say, come live with me. Oh, Father God, I'm praying this afternoon, oh, God. Oh, God, for the children, oh, Father God. Father God, that's being, oh, God, lost along the way and don't know which way to turn, God. Oh, God, but they'll say Jesus. They'll look up, God, in Holy Spirit. Oh, God, an angel, hallelujah, will visit them. Oh, Father God, in the name of Jesus. We say, God, we know, God, you said you got angels, oh, God, that's with us, and they'll come down, and they'll visit with us, oh, God, and they will lead them and guide them, oh, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Yes, Lord God. Let the angels, oh, God, nudge them all the way, God. If they dash their feet against a stone, oh, God, oh, Father God, the angel will wipe it and cleanse it, oh God, and cause them to be healed, oh Father God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, I thank you this afternoon because we are believing, God. Oh God, you said where two or three are gathered in together in your name, you'll be in the midst. Here we are, God. We are in your midst and believing you for these children, God. We don't know them, but the Holy Spirit know them. And oh God, we say, Holy Spirit, take control this afternoon, God, and do your perfect work in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. All right, Sister Vivian, Sister Lanny, and Sister Annette joined us.
All right. Sister Lanny, can you pray for children against sex trafficking?
Yes, ma'am. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you that you're the Lord of us. We thank you, Lord, that you have a plan, that you have purposed, and you have a purpose for our children to be whole and to be happy, and that they will be trained to know you, trained and studied to know how to live a life that's pleasing to you. And we know the enemy come to steal and kill and destroy. We come to bind that spirit right now in the name of Jesus that shows itself through trafficking our young people, our young boys and our young girls, to trick them into the kind of lifestyle that was meant to destroy them. We come against that right now in the name of Jesus. Father, we first of all bind that assault on them in Jesus' name, wherever the children are all over the world. We speak your victory. We speak victory of Calvary over them. We speak in divine intervention of angels and people, places, and things, and how you will use them to put them, get them out of harm's way, that they will not have to be exposed to it. Now, God, those who have already been violated, we pray, God, for their deliverance and their healing. We pray for deliverance from the presence of it and the activity of it. But we also pray, God, that you will deal with their soul, their spirit, and their emotions, even their bodies, that they will have hope again because someone will tell them about that you love them and that you have a different purpose for them. God, we pray for their healing of heart, soul, spirit, mind, and body. Even while they are waiting for the manifestation of it through your divine and sovereign will and your sovereign way, that there will be hope that maketh not ashamed. There will be expectation that they're coming out of what they're in. Now, Father, we pray for deliverance for them. We pray for the right agencies, people, places, and things, and organizations to go after the young people, those who have authority and influence and know how to do that. We pray, God, that you will give them great wisdom and great success, that they will get a hold of the situation, rescuing our children and rehabilitating them to know their value, and first of all, in you, to know that you, as the divine creator, have purposed their life for something far, much far greater. We thank you, Father, for that process that you have authority to outline. We just come in and we ask for it to be manifested in Jesus' name. We ask for it to be manifested, and we bind all the satanic tools that the enemy has used to seduce the children away and to trick them into this kind of lifestyle. We pray, God, that you put their divine healing, their divine deliverance, and to be repurposed and instructed in the word of God to know that you love them and that there is a better life for them that includes living the purpose of which you birthed them to live. God, we pray for parents who may have been in the wrong place at the wrong time to allow their children to be abducted and taken into sex trafficking. We pray for them that they will repent, and even them, that you will bring them to a place of peace where they can participate in the deliverance of their children and the healing and the wholeness of their children in Jesus' name. We pray for God for wellness across the board, those who are innocent and those who have been violated and those who are the perpetrators and those who were victims. God, we pray for all of their healing, all of their deliverance. We pray for divine protection of the children, for your divine will to be manifested, that they can be set free, healed, and ready for life again according to your plan. It is in the name of Jesus we pray this prayer. Amen.
Amen.
Sister Annette, pray for the mentally ill.
Mentally ill. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, we thank you, we thank you, we thank you, we thank you, we thank you. We thank you for this privilege and opportunity to gather in your name. And so, Father, we come today because your name is above mental illness, Lord. And we pray for those that are mentally ill, Father. You know what's going on in their bodies in terms of chemical hormones, Father. We pray for a balance and chemicals and hormones, Father, they be regulated, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Father. We pray, oh God, for those that have experienced such a horrific life, Lord God, that they didn't have the strength, Lord God, to bear up to it. But we ask for your mercy and grace to abound toward them today, God. Father, you know the circumstances and the situations that created this mental illness. But, oh, God, we know that you are the balm of Gilead. And, Father, we know that you are the great physician. We know, Lord God, that you're Jehovah Rapha, the God that healeth us. And so, Father, we call on you today. We call on your stripes because you said by your stripes we are healed. And so, God, we pray for healing of mental illness, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Father, we pray for a friend for people who have mental illnesses. Lord, many times a friend that sticketh closer than a brother, Lord God, a friend that is a gift from you, God, can be a source of consolation And so we pray, God, that you give them a friend, someone they can confide in, that, to know that you love them, Father, and that someone cares about them, Father. So we ask that you surround them with your love, Lord God. Let the love of God be shed abroad toward them in the name of Jesus. Let your light shine, oh God, in the name of Jesus upon their lives. And Father, as we pray for mental illness, Lord God, Father, if they need to talk to a counselor, a lot of times it's just talking to people, as well as sometimes it's getting medicine. But a lot of times when we talk and get things out, healing can spring forth that way as well. So, Father, whatever it takes for this healing to come forth, we pray that it be manifested in the name of Jesus. We pray that your blood would cover them, Father, keep them safe, Father, that they would not do anything crazy, Father, any strange or odd behavior that would get them into trouble, God. We cover them with the blood of Jesus, Lord God. And we do call on the angels of the Lord, oh God, to be dispatched to protect them, Father, from hurt, harm, and danger in the name of Jesus. So we bind that spirit of mental illness. We curse the seed and root of it. And, Father, we pray for a sound mind because a double-minded person is unstable in all their ways. And, Father, you have given us a sound mind, so we do pray for their mind in the name of Jesus. And, Father, we just loose truth and understanding, O God, of your word and who you are in the name of Jesus. Above all, we do pray for their salvation in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. All right, Sister Annette, pray that we don't have any gay teachers over our children for them to pattern themselves after the teacher, called the teacher gate.
Okay, you want me to pray again?
Pray against gay teachers over our children so they won't pattern themselves after the teacher. Yeah.
Okay. And Father God, we just thank you today. And Lord, you know that right now it's a war going on, and you know that the enemy is trying to use homosexuality and gender identity to destroy our children. But God,
yes,
we ask you to lift up a standard today, God. Father, you see and you know all of the diabolical things going on in the school systems, Lord God. And Father, you know how the enemy is trying to flaunt homosexuality and gender identity. But God, we ask you to lift up a standard. We're crying out for righteous and godly teachers, Lord God, to be over our children, not only them, but the administrators and all of them, God, in the name of Jesus. We're crying out for God-fearing people to be put in those positions. And Father, we pray that the ones who are homosexual, oh God, transgenders, Lord God, we pray for their soul. First of all, Father, you know that they're looking for love and acceptance. And Father, they found it in the wrong places and the wrong things. But God, we ask you, Father, to let them find you in the name of Jesus. And Father, we pray that those that would try to lure, seduce, entice children, Lord God, we pray that they be removed from the school system, Father, some kind of way, let it be revealed, and then let the proper authorities take control in the name of Jesus. Oh, Rababashe, Ke, Shande, Roboche, in the name of Jesus. So, Father, we pray, oh God, that the enemy would not continue to use the school system as a mechanism, as a means destroying our children, Lord God. But God, we ask you to make a way of escape, Father, in the name of Jesus. So, Father, we ask, Lord God, again for the salvation. And then, Father, we pray that the children's parents will try to teach them, oh God, about right and wrong, Father, that they would teach them if it's something that isn't right or the teacher approaches them, that they would come to their parents or some other authority figure and let them know what is going on in the name of Jesus. So, Father, we ask you, Lord God, to have mercy, oh God, upon our children. God, we We are grieved, oh God, oh Shata, Roboko Shunde, Roboshe, about what is happening with our children. But God, we call on you tonight because you're the only help we know. And we ask you, Lord God, to make it, make a way of escape for the children. Keep them safe from hurt, harm, and danger in the name of Jesus. And so, Father, we plead the blood of Jesus over them, Father, in the name of Jesus. And as we pray for their salvation, Lord God, we pray that you fill them with your precious Holy Spirit, Father, that they would have wisdom and knowledge and understanding in the name of Jesus. So we ask you, Lord God, to help our children, to save our children, to deliver our children from teachers who are flaunting their condition, Father, in any other circumstance, be it relatives or whomever. We ask that they be taken out of that situation and put in a safe place in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
All right. Sister D, come against every demon spirit of oppression and depression on our children.
Amen. Father, in the name of Jesus, your word says, why art thou cast down on my soul? Hope thou in God, for I shall yet praise him, who's the help of my countenance and my God. So, Father, I thank you, O God, that when people begin, especially the children, begin to read the word of God, oppression, suppression, and depression will lift because the joy of the Lord is their strength. They will read the word and be spiritually strong, Lord God, knowing that you them up in the most holy faith, that they, oh God, will not look into themselves and begin to feel sorry for them. Oh, woe is me. We cast that spirit out in the name of Jesus. We decree and declare the joy of the Lord is their strength. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord God, that they will look to the hills from which cometh their help. Their help cometh from you, oh God. You made heaven and earth. They'll begin to count their blessings, oh God, instead of looking, being sad and looking at the negative. They will begin to say, oh my God, the Lord birthed me into the earth realm for this particular season, for this particular reason. And they will, the depression spirit will leave them in the name of Jesus. They will begin to say, look at what God has done throughout the days of my life, throughout the years of my life. He's given them parents, oh God. He's given any of them grandparents, Lord God. He's given them schools to go to. And, Lord, any subliminal message, excuse me, that they are receiving from oppression, depression, or suppression, we cut it off at the root. In the name of Jesus, amen.
Amen. Sister Laney, pray for, pray against the spirit of drugs.
Yes, ma'am. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for the spirit of the Holy Ghost. We know that that's the true spirit that comes from your heart. I thank you for the Trinity of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. A Holy Spirit being a teacher, being a guide, being a helper. And we know, Father, for everything that you have that's good, the enemy has a counterfeit. And drugs, inappropriate drugs, drugs that even can come from doctors that can become addictive. The enemy will use to control them, control our young people and have their minds going the wrong direction, have their behavior going the wrong direction. We come against that kind of abuse in Jesus' name. We pray, Father, for those who may be being seduced now by someone in the street or somebody in their home, actually maybe being controlled by some adults in their circle of influence. We've come against that seducing spirit. God, in the name of Jesus, that you'll protect them, make them aware of what is they're trying to do and give them the ability to talk to someone about someone who's trying to abnormally use them in that way. Father, we pray for children who may have already become addicted, and whether they are addicted knowingly or unknowingly, God, we pray for their deliverance from it. We pray, God, that parents, teachers, preachers, community leaders, people who work with the young people, become aware of their behavior when it suggests that they may have a drug issue. We pray, God, that they will embrace them and give them love and give them wisdom to know how to resist and start again to be free from drug abuse in Jesus' name. We bind all of the drug dealers and all of the pushers and even the people that bring it from out of the country to our United States or to wherever the young people are, that it would be used as a tool to control them and manipulate them. We bind that tactic of the enemy. We know it's all from the enemy. So, Father, we plead your precious blood right now. We speak your word, Father. You said you sent your word and healed them. So we're sending your word out now, Father, that there is deliverance for them and that you are a keeper. Psalms 46, you are a refuge in a time of trouble. Psalms 91, you can keep them under the shadow of your wing and keep under the shadow of your wing also to expose what's going on that they can be set free in Jesus' name. Thank you for Psalms 23 that say we go through the valley of the shadow of death and we can fear no evil because you're with us. Lord, be with the young people, ministering spirits, word they've heard, remind their hearts, touch their hearts, God, to know how precious they are in your sight. And a clear mind is a mind that is after the mind of Christ. We pray, God, for their healing, their deliverance. And many of our families, we have young people who struggle, even adults as well. But we ask, God, for your mercy and your grace. We bind the enemy off them, and we pray for divine intervention in Jesus' name, that spirit of drugs and that control mechanism that manipulate, intimidate, and dominate them will fall to the ground and die in Jesus' name, and they will be set free. This is our prayer in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Sister Annette, I have a prayer request. A young girl is having, a 13, is having a leg amputated at this minute. They are praying for this girl that she don't give up. They didn't want the leg amputated, but it's cancer in it, so they amputating it way up halfway to thigh, I think. Pray for this young 13-year-old. Sister Annette?
Yes, okay. Father God, we just thank you for this young lady, Lord God, and we lift her up today. Oh, merciful God, we cry out today. Hear our cry, Lord. Have mercy, oh God, upon this child. And Father, we pray for the surgery, Lord God, that it would be successful. We curse that spirit of cancer that would try to rule and reign over. But God, we pray that through this intervention, oh, God, that you would supernaturally remove this cancer, that it would dry up, wither in the name of Jesus, God. We curse the seed and root of this cancer, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, sheke, na 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 moho sheke, ishande robo she. Oh, God, we ask you, Lord God, to give the doctors the wisdom and the knowledge and understanding on what to do, that this child will not be disfigured, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And Father, we pray that the surgery will be successful. And then, Father, we pray that you would allow people to cross her path, God, who would encourage her, God. And, Father, that she would know that you have a purpose for her life, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. We pray just as we see the Shriners and St. Jude, Lord God, that you would surround her with people who would encourage her, Lord God. And Father, let her know that she can do all things through you, O God. And Father, that this is not the end, Lord God, but a new beginning. So we pray that you speak to her mind in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We just pray, O God, that you give her strength, Lord God, into the battle. Yes, she's a child. But God, you are the God of divine strength, and we pray for strength for this child and also for her parents, oh God, her siblings, if she has any, God, that they would encourage her, Lord God, Father, that they would look up,
look up, Father, to you, oh God, in the name of Jesus. So, God, we ask you to have mercy upon her, God, and then we pray for a speedy recovery. But, God, surround her with godly people that would encourage her, God, and then make provisions, Father, even if it's prostheses, Father, prosthetic device. God, we ask you, Lord God, to give her what she needs, Lord God. Meet her needs, supply her needs in the name of Jesus and that of her parents in the name of Jesus. So surround them with godly people that would encourage them, Lord, in the name of Jesus. So, Father, we pray that the blood of Jesus would prevail over this child in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we just pray, Lord God, that you engulf her in your love, Lord God. And, Father, we pray that you give her a spirit of boldness and courage and strength. And we bind the spirit of fear in the name of Jesus. We curse the seed and root of it. And, oh, God, we just pray for soundness of mind, love, power, and a sound mind. If they don't know you as Lord and Savior, we do pray for their salvation in the name of Jesus. We ask that mercy, 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 and favor would abound toward them in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. I come against, Father God, in your name, Lord God, the spirit, oh God, of suicide. We pray that we will hear talk of no suicide this year. Oh God, we have stepped into another year. No suicide in our colleges. No suicide in our homes, in our schools, oh God. No, we denounce, oh God, every spirit that wants to come and steal, kill, and destroy. Devil, use a liar. We are speaking to you right now. Go in the name of Jesus. You cannot steal them. You cannot have their life. God, oh, yeah, when the devil came to take Job's life, God, you told him he can touch his body, but he can't touch his soul. Lord, we pray that no enemy can touch these children's souls. In the name of Jesus, Lord, they might be touched by him, but they cannot have him. So, Lord, we are lifting up the children to you, oh God, that suicidal tendencies have to go in the name of Jesus, because they are not from you, Lord. They are from the devil, and we don't accept anything upon our children that's from the devil. You give good things, oh God, to your children. So, God, let your Holy Spirit come down in them right when the devil trying to attack them. God, you step in. Oh, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, we praying, oh, Father God, oh, God, that they won't go into the dormitories and do alcohol, OD, and all this foolishness that the enemy tries to put up on our people, God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we curse the spirit of alcohol. In the name of Jesus, Lord God. Oh, Father, we're lifting them up to you, Father God. Our young girls, oh, God. Yes, we're lifting them up to you, God. Oh, Father, in the name of Jesus, they won't let the enemy, oh, God, attack their minds. Father God, to even think upon such things, oh God, in the name of Jesus. They got a pure mind. They got a clean mind. We speak it right now in the name of Jesus, Father God. No weapon formed against them shall prosper, oh God, because we place them in your hands, oh God. Everyone that's thinking maybe I should cut my wrist, everyone thinking I might take a pill and OD, everyone, oh God, that's thinking I'm just going to drink until I can't. God, whatever the devil try, fentanyl in the name of Jesus, everything that the devil tries to, oh God, attack them with, God, because them that want to take their lives, we take authority over it right now, oh, in the name of Jesus. And Lord, we thank you. You told us to give thanks, but this is the will that concerneth you. We thank you that they will not even experience it. Hallelujah. Praise God. Lord God, they will go in joy. They will skip and laugh. Oh, God, they won't be oppressed and depressed, God. Oh, God, with spirits of suicide. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen. All
Amen.
Right. Sister Miriam. pray against children going hungry right now. Praise God.
Heavenly Father, I come to you right now, Lord God, on behalf of all of our children right now, Lord God, in countries that they are going hungry right now, Lord God. I'm praying that people will fall upon their hearts, Lord God, to give right now, to feed the children and to all these organizations that want to help feed our children, Lord God. I pray for all of the churches that have pantries where people can go and get food right now, Lord God. I pray that you continue to bless those churches, bless those organizations right now, Lord God. Give them a will and desire to continue to help feed those that are hungry right now, Lord God. We have so many right now, Lord God, not only here in the United States, but in poverty-stricken countries right now, Lord God, where the children's bellies are swelling because they are hungry right now, Lord God. And I'm praying that you lay it upon our hearts right now, Lord God, to give right now, Lord God, to give to those that we see are hungry right now, Lord God, to help them right now, Lord God, to provide food for them, Lord God. Lord, I implore you right now, Lord Jesus, to just cover all of them with your blood right now, Lord God. Just help us to be more compassionate, Lord God, to show more love right now, Lord God, to those that come in need right now, Lord God, that are hungry right now, Lord God. Let us not be selfish right now, Lord God, but feed and give to the hungry right now, Lord God. Open up our hearts right now, Lord God. Give us a willing mind and willing spirit right now, Lord God, to give and support any organizations that feeding the hungry children right now, Lord God, to support any church right now, Lord God, that have pantries that people can go to and get food on a regular basis. I implore you that you put on these stores, mine, they throw away so much food every night. They throw away so much food, perfectly cooked food that they didn't sell that night. They throw it in the dumpsters, Lord God. I'm praying that you put it upon their hearts and donate it to some church or some organization that can feed the children right now, Lord God. It's just so much food that is being wasted when they can go to organizations to help feed our hungry children and adults and families right now, Lord God. Lord, I pray right now that you help us right now. Give us more compassion and empathy right now, Lord God, to give and to help to feed the hungry right now, Lord God. This is my prayer. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. And Sister G, pray for the children that are being brought across the border and being left in difficult places.
Amen. Father, we agree with your plans for the children. We come against the spirit of abandonment. In the name of the Lord, many children are smuggled into the country. Mm-hmm. They don't even speak to God. In the name of Jesus, so we pray, Father, in the name of Jesus, that they will be taken care of as soon as they hit the border. Oh, God, that if they don't have families, that families would take them in and nurture them and comfort them and strengthen them and feed them and clothe them, oh, God. You are their provider, Lord. Provide safety for them as they come into the country, Lord. In the name of Jesus. And Father, make a way for them to get legalized. In the name of Jesus. So we bless and honor you. We thank you for every child that's coming here. Some come to their parents, but provide for the whole family. In the name of Jesus. And Father, removing fear from them, coming into a new place, a situation, oh God. We cover them with the blood of Jesus. We decree and declare that all is well in their lives, and they will have more than enough in the name of Jesus, a place to lay their heads, warmth, oh, God, clothes that they need, shelter, food, everything that they need will be provided for them, even before they come, in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Delaney?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Pray for children that they don't give up their babies, or girls don't give up their babies and do abortion. Pray that they will keep their children.
Yes, ma'am. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, we lift up these young girls. Some of them have guidance from home and some of them don't. Some of them have wisdom and some of them don't. Some of them have support from families and some of them don't. But, God, I pray that you will work on their hearts and their mind as they collect their thoughts, the things that come to them through their ear gate, through their eye gate, Father, that most of all that you will deal with their hearts, that they will so love life from you, the concept from you. They will get that concept that life is precious in your eyes, so it's precious in our eyes. We pray, God, that they will have a heart if they feel like they can't keep their child to put them in a safe place where someone else can learn to love them, foster homes, adoption, basically, even other relatives that would take the child if that young mother doesn't feel strong enough to do what needs to be done as a young mother. Most of all, Father, we pray for that child's peace, the peace of the unborn, that they will not be abused, they will not be mutilated, that they will not be mishandled. And anyway, Father, we pray for their safety in the womb. We pray for the peace of mind of the mother, that the experiences that they have would not cause the child to pick up these crazy spirits from the enemy based on what they've been through. So, God, there's a whole plethora of situations where the enemy can plot to abuse the child and to seduce the child and hold the child hostage as well as the mother. So we're praying for both the child and the mother. We pray for the environment they're in. We pray for families that will support them and help that young mother to raise her own child with all the family being of the village, raising the support of the village will help that young woman to deal with her child. We pray, God, for them to be safe and not to even get involved in sexual activity that will lead to pregnancy where they have to even make that decision. So, God, all those different components, we just, you send your wisdom. You say you sent your word and hear them, the truth. There is a truth in the natural and there's a truth, but you're super on the natural. So, Father, we pray that they will get wisdom from the right places in the natural and they will get supernatural wisdom from you. Through the truth of your word and through parents, teachers, and other adults around them who will help them make the best choice for their bodies and for their children, that they will get the proper care for their babies. They will get the proper care for themselves, for the babies born healthy, and the mother will be healthy and not give up on their life, not give up on their education, but to continue to stay before you to ask for a plan that in spite of the child being born out of wedlock, in spite of the child being born without all the people around that a normal situation would have, that they will have courage and you will send ministry works to help them be successful in life, God. The baby will live and the mother will live and they both will live to bring glory to you. This is our prayer. Mm-hmm. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. There was another child that needed a kidney. So pray for children that need kidneys, Sister Annette.
Father God, we just thank you today, Lord God. And Father, as we're crying out for children who need kidneys, Lord God, we know that there are people who can donate kidneys, Lord God, and we pray that you would move upon the hearts of people to donate organs, Father. We know that you're also able to heal kidneys, and so, Father, we pray for healing to spring forth in the manner that you choose, be it through divine intervention, be it through transplants, Lord God. We just ask you, Lord God, to let it occur, oh God, in a timely manner in the name of Jesus. And Father, we just ask you, Lord God, to have mercy upon the children. Lord, they're going through so much at this point in history. But God, we know that you are able, Lord God. Father, we know that you are a way maker. We know you are a miracle worker. You are light in the darkness. And we call on you today, Lord God. Father, we pray that money is available for transplants, Lord God. You know how insurance is important. So we pray that they would have the right coverage, Lord God, that they would not be discriminated against because of lack of insurance. But we call on you for provision, Jehovah Jireh. Provide for them that they would be able to get what they need in the name of Jesus. And, God, we just ask you, Lord God, to prepare their hearts and the hearts of their families. And, Father, just to know that you are a God of hope. You are a God of miracles, Lord God. And, Father, that they would see this, oh, God, in a light, in a way that would bring light and hope to them in the name of Jesus. So, Father, we pray that you would let them know the hope of their calling, that the eyes of their understanding be enlightened, that they would know the hope of their calling. And, Father, that they would know the height, the depth, the breadth, and the length, and know the love of God, Father, in the name of Jesus. So we pray for the children's salvation. We pray for their boldness, their courage, their strength. We pray that they would not be afraid, Father, that they would fear no evil, for you are with them, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. So we thank you, Father, for the angels of the Lord encamping around about them. And then we pray for the doctors and the workers that are surrounding them, God, that they be God-fearing people. God, that they would encourage them and that they would lead the way, Father, that they would know that you are the way, the truth, and the life in the name of Jesus. So, Father, we thank you for miracles being manifested in their lives. And, Father, we call them forth for the kingdom of God, Father, that through this test that they will have a testimony of how great and how good and faithful you are. We cover them with the blood of Jesus, Father, that no infections or anything would come upon them, God, but everything would go smooth. In Jesus' name we pray and give you thanks. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Father God, we thank you for each one that have lifted up a child this afternoon in prayer. We pray, oh God, against backlash, anything that tries to come against them and their family, their household. God, the ground that they trod on, it shall be holy ground. We pray, oh God, that your Holy Spirit is leading them each day, oh God, until we come back. Comfort them, give them peace that passes all understanding, God. And if they have a need and then lift it up, God, we are bringing it to you, God, because we know that you love them for reaching out to someone else. Because you said it in your word, God, when we reach out and touch someone else, you will take care of our problems, God. So thank you, Lord God, oh Father God, for Sister Annette, Sister Lainey, Sister Miriam, Sister G, and myself. We thank you, Lord God, that you're going to keep us, oh God, all the way, and no harm shall come nigh our dwelling. And I ask Holy Spirit to go with them and be with them. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Amen. So much. We thank God for everyone who came on today. Didn't say a word, but we thank God for you as well. So have an awesome, mighty, God-filled week. And don't forget, praise the Lord like you never, never have before. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. Sister Vivian, take care, everybody. Love y'all. Bye-bye.
Love you, too.
Love you.
Amen. Bye-bye.
Amen. Bye-bye.